We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Chavrei Seh. We're starting right after that. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chanan Barei Derava, Amar Rav. We are continuing the halachas of the Oifos Tameim, and Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chisda said over B'Shem Rav Chisda, who said it B'Shem Rav Chanan Barei Derava, which was Rav Chista's father-in-law. Amar Rav, Shem Rav. Esrim va'arba oifos tameim heim. We looked at this a few times already, but now we're going to actually count them up. There are 24 oifos tameim in the Torah. Now, if you look into the Torah, in Parashas Shemini, there are 20. If you count them up, there are 20 oifos. And in Parashas Re'eh, there are 21. So it works like this. So this is what they said over Shem Rav, 24 oifos tameim. Omle Rav Chanan bar Rav Chisda l'Rav Chisda. So Rav Chanan bar Rav Chisda asked his father, Dehecha, where are the 24 exactly? Ida vayikra, if it's a parasha shmini, in Sefer vayikra, esma, it's only 20. Ida Mishnah Torah, if we're handling Mishnah Torah, esma chadava, they're 21. Now, the 20 and 21, they're almost exactly the same, but there are two differences between parashas shmini and parashas re'ei. In parashas shmini, there are 20, and it says a pasuk versa hada'a versa ayo lemina. So da and ayah. In Parashas Re'eh, all the same, but there's another pasuk there that says vahara v'sa'aya v'hadaya lemina. So number one has an extra oif called the daya, and instead of saying da'a, it says ra'a. So the extra one is 21, but there's another difference that it says ra'a instead of da in Parashas Re'eh. So the Gemara says like this. So he asked his father, what exactly is 20? Where's 24? If Vayikra is 20, and Mishnah Torah is 21. V'chi teima da'a d'ksiv Vayikra. You take the da'a that says Vayikra, but lo k'siv Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah doesn't say da'a, it says ra'a. So we'll add that to the Mishnah Torah. Now you have 22. Shadi alayu akati esim v'treinav. It's only 22, it's still not 24. Even though then you have 21, and you add da'a, we'll say da'a and ra'a, not the same thing. So da'a added on, so you have 22, but still, you don't have 24. Where's 24 from? Amalei. So he answered, the father answered, Chista answered, his son, Hochi Oma Avuch de Imech, Mishmei de Rav. This is what Rav Chanan bar Rava said, Mishmei de Rav, that in the Parashas Shemini, it says, Lamino, 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 Lamineu. It says, first of all, Vesachasida Ha'anafa Lamino. So we have a word Lamino there. Then we have a pasuk that says v'sa'da v'sa'aya lemina. Then we have a pasuk. It's all in Shmini. It says in the pasuk eis kol oirev leminoi, and then it says also v'sbasa ya'ano v'satach v'sashochav v'sanetz lemineu. So four times the word lemino or lemineu. That's all adding another bird. So it's 20 plus 4 is 24. Gevaldik harikin arba. So it's 24. Break the mar. It's still a problem because you get the parashas re'ei. We add it on. Two more. We add on the ra'a, and we add on the daya. So it's 26 then. Yachi esim shosava. If you go to Parashas Re'eh, we add on two more. We add on the ra'a and the daya, and we have now 24 in Parashas Shemini, and I have two more. It's 26. So what's going on? Where's the 24? Amar baya da v'ra achasi. The starting point was like this. It says there v'sa'da v'sa'aya l'mina, and here it says v'hara v'sa'aya v'daya l'mina. Ra and da are the same thing. The same animal, same bird. So these are, and I'll bring a riot to that. These are, if you want to say it's two different ones, mechti, tap on base now, mechti, Mishnah Torah la'sufi da'asa. In Mishnah Torah, which means in Sefer Devarim, usually it comes to add on to what we learned in the Sefer Vayikra, or all the four Sfarim before that. So we're not gonna skip one. So Ma'ishta Hakha the Chsiv Da, Ma'ishta Hakha Chsiv Ra, like Chsiv Da. We're missing Da. Elos Mamina, Min Ra V'Da Achasi. It's all the same thing. We just changed the name, but the same type of bird. One time we call it a Da, one time we call it Ra. So very good shmak. So now we knocked one down. So it's not like it's not an extra Ra. It's the same thing. Ra and Da, same thing. So we still have 25. Probably still have 25. But tomorrow, Vakati Chafayav, it's still 25. It's not 24. Amar Abaya, Kashem she ra'a v'da achasi. It's like ra'a and da is one. Kach ayah v'daya achasi. In the pasuk that says va'ra'a v'sa ayah v'daya limino, it's really the same thing like as hada v'sa ayah limino that we have in Parashmini, because ra'a is da, and ayah and daya are the same thing. So therefore, now at F24, Baruch Hashemak. If you want to say it's two different ones, mechdi mishter la sufid asa meister hocha dechsev limina aya. It says in Parashas Shemini, it's the aya limina. And so what the aya limina, the limina of aya is supposed to be added on. So why in Parashas Re'eh it says the word limina and daya? What happened to the limina of aya? This akadaitoch tarti inu mech divishter l'shufudasa ma'ishto ha'cha l'chsev l'mino ha'ayah ma'ishto ha'osom l'chsev l'mino ha'daya el shmarino ha'ayah v'daya achasi. They're both the same. Both ayah and daya are one. Freyti gemar v'chim ha'achas ayah v'daya achasi lomali l'michtav ayah v'daya. So why does it say ayah v'daya? Why does it say both things? Why does it say both things? Because the time...
It says in
Re'eh
ayah and daya?
Yeah. They say the possibility of ra'a. That's the ayah v'adaya lemino. So what, if it's the same thing, why does it say it twice? And if we can ask the same kasha on da and ra, why does it say two different names for it? That's what Tosfos says. The Gemara could ask the same type of question. The Mashal has a teretz to that, but Akapanuk was not the same parasha, but it's more shvev. It's the same parasha. That's what Mashal talks about. But the Ma'aseh kasha is that why does it say ayah v'adaya then? Why does it say both of them? It's one type of bird. Why do I say ayah and daya? I call I already told you that ayah is a non-kosher bird. So daya lo menemra. Why do I say daya? So the mark deishlo titein pischein pele baldin lachlik, that a person shouldn't be chaylik. Shlo ite at the kara ayah, vhu kari daya. You know, I'll take a bird and I'll eat it, and you're gonna say, "Oh, it's an ayah," and I'll eat that. I'm saying, "No, it's a daya," or the opposite. Atakar daya v'ukar ayah. Lekach kosav Mr. Torah v'ara v'sa ayah v'adaya lemino to answer everything. And again, you could have asked the question also, why did it say da ra? I'll be the same type of teretz. That we say da ra. I'll tell you, if you call it da and I call it ra, don't say, "Oh, that's kosher, it's not kosher." It's all the same thing. The Masha says, the Nirali, the Lakakashale Elama Ayavadaya, the Lomali Lemichtaveyu Bachad Duchta, the Mishnah Torah, the Beit Shemus Halol, who came in the Ayavadaya Achasi. Avmadava Ra, Loikashale, the Kara is Pam, we call it this, one this. The Mice is not in one place. So it's not so shvei, you call one time Ra, one time Da. But Ayah and Daya right next to each other. We need both of them, that's why the word's Kashu is Dafko is on this, not on that. That's what the Masha says. To answer Tosfos kasha. So at the Moravite, we have a kasha on this idea of that this that the Ra and Da are the same thing, Ayah and Daya are the same thing. Meisvei, Loma Nishnu B'Behema, why does we have the parasha set over in Parashas Re'eh, why do we repeat over the parasha? Loma Nishnu B'Behema, Pnei HaShesua, because we added on something in Parashas Re'eh, we added on the Behema called the Shesua. The Shesua is a behemoth that has two spines, two humps. So that Shesua, we added on to tell you it's a non-kosher animal. Uva'ifas, what do we add on? Mepnei ha-ra'a. Because of the ra'a. The ra'a. And Vetzim, you could have said also, because of the ayah, the dai also. The dai also, you could have said. That the Bryce says because of the ra'a. So my lav, mid the behemoth, the hasim la'asufe. Just like behemoth, Shesua is an added on behemoth. Oifas nami la'asufe. Or if it's also, maybe adding on another tame. We're saying till now, we're not adding on. For this price, it sounds like we're comparing it to Shesua. It's like Shesua is the add-on. Or if it's also the add-on. So, Hasam la'asufe ha'achal afrushe. It's taka different. There are being maisif. And by Shesua, it's taka being maisif animal. By birds, we're being mefarish. What is a ayah? It's a daya. And what is a da? It's a ra. That's what we're doing, and therefore it's not a kasha. So like upon him, Lefi Rav, and this is Rav Chanan by Rav saying it, Rav, the idea is there are 24 oifes tameim. Even if you look closely at the parasha, it'll be 20 or 21. The words lamina add on, and there's nothing extra really in parasha Shemini, in parasha Re'eh, because da fell and became a ra, and the ayan daya are the same thing. Givaldi. All this is pliga de Ravavo. Dom Ravavo. Ravavo says ra ze aya. Ravavo says that the ra is the aya. V'lom nikra shma ra. Because I think these birds are in the stork family. They can see very far. Like the pasuk says, Nosiv lo yada'oi ayet, v'lo yishazavtoi ayin aya. We're saying you can't see this road from, you can't even see it. Even an ayah can't see it, because an ayah can see very far. So you see, an ayah sees far, and that's why it's called a ra. So Rav Avo is teaching us over here that the ra is really the ayah. The ra is the ayah. Tana, I met this with Bavel. This bird could be in Bavel, in Iraq. The ra roy an avail in Eretz Yisrael, and can see an avail in Eretz Yisrael very far. So zok the Gemara. Let's try to figure this out, and when this and then we'll understand why Rav Chia argues a Rav. When it get to a point where Rav Chia only has 23 eifers, not 24. So let's break it down. Midara hainu ayah. Because first we're trying to stem it with Rav. So midara hainu ayah mechalal da lav hainu ra. If you say that the ra is ayah, and we're going to say the ayah is the daya, let's say. So then we're missing one. So we have to say the ra is not the da. Mechalal the da lav hainu ra. The da is not the ra. Mechdi, Victor Mechdi, Mishdar La Sufida, so it's coming to add Maishna Hakha Lakhsivda, Maishna Hasam Lak Sivda. What do you mean? We're saying the Mishnah Torah is we're saying the da in Parsha Shemini, Vesa Da Vesa Ayalamina, what's coming out, it can't be the Ra. Because we said the Ra and the Ayah are the same thing. If Ra and Ayah are the same thing, so we need extra ones. We're saying no, Da is not the Ra. But it's a problem the Mar is asking, because usually Mr. Torah doesn't skip anything from Parsha Shemini. So what happened to the Da? It must be Da and Ra the same thing. Let's read this inside. So Midara Hainu Ayah Mechlal, the Da of Parsha Shemini, Lav Hainu Ra. So Mechli, Mr. Torah, Sufi Da, so the Mr. Torah is coming to add on. Maish Torah, Hakal, Xiv Da. What's Parsha Shemini says Da? Maish Torah, Hakal, Xiv Da. El Alav Shemini, no, Da, Ra, Va, Ayah, Achasi. So now we know Da and Ra are the same thing, and I always said Ra and Ayah are the same thing. So everything's the same. Okay, so now we're going to be missing one. We'll be only 23. And with the Ra, Hainu Ayah, Mechlal Daya Lav Hainu Ayah. Why we say Mechlal Daya Lav Hainu Ayah? Because we need this extra one. We need an extra one. Why do we need an extra one? Because we have 20 plus the four laminos in Parashas Shemini. If you tell me, and it says they're Da and Ayah, if Ra and Ayah are the same thing, and Da and Ra are the same thing, so Da, Ra, and Ayah are all the same thing. So now you have 23. So it must be that Daya is the extra one. But the problem is, you can't say that. Why not? Because it says in Parashas Shemini, Ayah Lamina. And Parashas Re'eh, it says Daya Lamina. So Maestro also said Lamina Ayah, Maestro Hawk said Lamina Adaya, likes of Lamina Ayah, El Adaya, El Shmamina. It must be that Da, Vira, Daya, Vayakasi. It's all the same. And Enechanami, according to Rav Chia, there's only 23. There's only 23 because Ra, Da, Ayah, Daya, all the same thing. All one type of bird. So it comes out that according to Rav Chia, there's not 24 Eifes Tameim, there's only 23 Eifes Tameim. Any questions? That's good? It's clear? Yeah. So the Gemara, Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda Imer, Mea Eifes Tameim Esh Mizrach. There are 100 non-kosher birds in the Mizrach, V'kulam in Ayah, all in the Ayah family. That means even though we said there's 24 Eifes Tameim, there's really much more, because there's 100 species of Ayah. There's really more. The 100 species of ayah. Tani Avimi Reid Ravo. Zayimia Meyois Mine Dogim. There are 700 type of fish, Shane. V'ches Mines Mine Chagovim. And there's 800 species of grasshoppers. Ula Oifais Ein Mispar. And you can't even count how many Oifais. So it sounds like we're talking about a Temeim over here. Because it says we're talking about Tmeim. Because when it says the Mine Dagim, we're talking about Tmeim, like Rashi says. So the Oifa is Tmeim ain't Mispa. Right, the Gemara, it's not true. Only Chavdal Rav. Oifa is Chavdal Rav, only 24. Ela, the Oifa is Tahirim ain't Mispa. The Oifa is Tahirim is no, you can't even count how many kosher birds there are. Tanya, Rebbe, Eimer. Golib Yadu, Aflame Isham of Haya Olam, Shebehema Tmeya, Merubim Tahiris. The Torah knew that there's more Behema Tmeyas than Tahiris. Therefore, the Torah counted and specified all the behemoths at Tahiris, which is around 10 of them. Because it always says the shorter thing. And the shorter thing to say is to say the behemoth is Tahiris. There are more Ophas Tahirim than Tmeyim. Therefore, the Torah counts the Tmeyim, the 24 Tmeyim. What are you trying to say? What's the chiddush? What's the? It's pashut. We see that's what happened. What are you trying to tell me? The Torah counted this. What's on the gay? I see. So the market who no marav? Armelo amarav who no marav? Mishurav meyer loylam yishana adam tamid derech tzara. You always teach your tamidim bederech tzara. It's easy for them to remember, them to retain. Always have a short version. Say it concisely, and therefore was showing the Torah was very makbar on that. Say everything concisely. Omrav Yitzchak, Oif Tar Nechal B'Mesiris. We already learned this on Rashi, that the Oif Tar, you can eat it B'Mesiris. That means if you have a Mesirah that the Adam Kosher ate this, or you have a Mesirah passed down from Dar to Dar, that this is a kosher bird, you're allowed to eat it. So Oif Tar Nechal B'Mesiris. Number two, Neman Atzayid Loima Oif Zeh Tar Masali Rabbi. The hunter could say that my Rebbe told me this oif is tar. And we'll see what the Rebbe we mean in a second. The Rebbe has to be someone who is baki in all the birds and the names. Then we could trust the Rebbe. Rabbi Chacham or Rabbi Tzai. When we say his Rebbe, we mean his Rebbe is, it means his Rebbe who taught him learning, or it means his master who taught him how to hunt. If you say it means his Rebbe, the one who taught him how to hunt, Shapir. So then it makes sense. He's a Baki Behem Mishosayim. Eli Amrit Rabbi Chacham. But if you say it means his Rebbe, the Chacham, Bishlam Mishmayu Gamala, he can learn the names that he can know. But the birds itself, he learns all day. He doesn't hunt. Ella Inu Mi Adlu, as you know, the birds. Elav Shmamino, Rabbi Tzayid Shmamino. Means his master, the Rebbe, the Tzayid Shmamino. That's what it means. And not his Rebbe, the Chacham. Akaponim, that's what comes out from my Gemara. There's two ways to know, either Mesiris, or if the hunter says that my master taught me that this is a kosher animal, kosher bird, that is sufficient.